I like how on the front seven for the Texans, you never knew where guys are going to be. I mean, you might see Clowney over the center. You might see him out wide nine. JJ, the same thing.
Yeah.
Whitney also. Whitney was covering a receiver in the playoff game at New England last year.
Yeah.
I mean, you never knew where these guys were going to be. And on this one, he's over the center. His old buddy Ben Jones, who Ben Jones probably didn't have to block him too much when they were in practice because Whitney's usually out on the edge.
Yeah, there's no question. But this is a formation, Drew, that we've seen a few times from the Texans dating back to 2015. I think it was the first time I saw it because against the Patriots, Whitney lined up right over, I think it was either David Andrews or Stork. I think it was Andrews at that point. And he just ripped him with spin moves. I mean, this is a great formation for Whitney to be able to do that because you got Clowney here and you got Watt here. So these guards go to help here, and so Whitney gets one-on-one a lot of times on the center in this. And so that's why it's so effective. But it's third and four against the Titans, and so with the Titans, that could be a run. So this is a little risky to go with this scheme with Witt over the center over Ben Jones because, you know, Ben's got a pretty big advantage size-wise.
And you say run, it could be a quarterback design.
Yeah.
Run. You don't know which type of run even.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
That's the beauty of having Mariota at quarterback.
So having third and four, the playbook really is open for the Titans. Yeah. So they decide to run with DeMarco Murray here, and they're just going to run inside zone. But keep your eyes on Whitney right here. Whitney's right there in the middle. And he does. He gets one-on-one on Ben Jones, but he doesn't throw a spin move. He just stones him. Boom. Look at him shock and then shed Ben Jones and then make the tackle for no gain. I mean, this is impressive. For an outside linebacker to go over the center, get one-on-one, shock him, shed him, and then make a play. I mean, this is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
I was so impressed by Whitney here. And look at him just use his hands. And this play, honestly, should go right here.
Right.
So when Whitney initially jumps over there, he's thinking that ball's going right here.
Yeah.
Because the Titans are basically run split zone. They're running zone, and then they're going to split the formation here.
For a glimmer, there's a hole.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then DeMarco, because Whitney flashes, he cuts it back here because he knows he's also got a double there.
Yep.
If Whit doesn't make this play, you've got big 67 on Eddie Pleasant, and that's probably going to be Quentin Spain's win. But Whit gets off that. Clowney's ready to play. Howe's there. Eddie's eventually going to get off that, and that play gets stuffed.
He gives you so many different options up front. And when you're rushing the quarterback, you're helping your back end so much more. Yeah.
He's come so far from 2012, and that play to me was symbolic of his growth as a player.
Awesome.